Good afternoon. Clouds continue to increase and thicken across interior New York and New England. Rain's already moved into the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and parts of southern New England, while it remains dry from about I-90 and points north. Maybe even a little bit of sunshine left across the northernmost parts of New York and New England, but this too will go by the boards as a disturbance rides up from the mid-Atlantic region. Eventually, showers will overspread the rest of interior New York and New England, maybe even a couple of heavier bursts of rain as we get deeper into the afternoon, and these showers will last into the evening. Temperatures where it's dry have begun to climb up toward and even better than the 70-degree mark. Will pretty much level off and even fall a few degrees with the onset of rain. Other locations that saw rain earlier in the day are going to be stuck in the 60s for the balance of the afternoon. The showers will wind down this evening, still a few wet spots overnight and areas of fog as lows drop back into the mid-50s. For tomorrow, the disturbance will be overhead with more clouds and scattered showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, and highs will stay in the 60s. The system will depart on Thursday night and we'll get a break in the action, maybe even a little bit of sunshine on Friday morning. Then another disturbance will head our way for Friday afternoon and evening from the Ohio Valley. This will bring us another chance for showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 70s. This disturbance looks to move through in pieces over the weekend, which will keep some unsettled weather in the forecast with scattered showers and storms for both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures will begin to slide upper 60s Saturday, lower to mid-60s on Sunday before we dry it out with cooler air early next week, highs on Monday only around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southeastern Colorado, Kansas, western Oklahoma, and northwestern Texas. A persistent southerly low-level flow across the southern plains will result in continued return of a partially modified Gulf of Mexico air mass. As diurnal heating maximizes during the late afternoon hours, the atmosphere will become unstable, resulting in thunderstorm development. Wind shear will be supportive of supercells, and large hail appears likely to be the primary severe threat. The greatest tornado threat should exist from the vicinity of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles northeastward into central Kansas along the warm front. Locally damaging winds will also be possible. And a winter storm warning is in effect for tonight for the West Elk and Sawatch Mountains in the Colorado Rockies, where 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected above 8,500 feet. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Yakima, Washington, to a low of 24 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 91, set in 1936, and the record low, 26, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:04 p.m., 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of showers by late in the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Showers and possible thunder tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers developing and perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid 60s to around 70. Showers and possible thunder tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Showers and possible thunder tonight, with fog also possible and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing today and highs around 70. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible, upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with late-day showers and storms Friday, lower 70s. Still the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, highs in the middle to upper 60s both Saturday and Sunday. And Monday, dry but cooler with a mix of sun and clouds near 60, and sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.